I want to share with you a bit this morning from a passage of scripture in the book of John, chapter 5. And it starts off like this. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. I want to stop for a minute, because I don't know in this room, this man, this certain man who had this infirmity, a sickness for 38 years. I don't know if 38, the number, speaks any significance to anyone, but only thing I do know is that 38 years is a long time to be toe up. This is a sidebar. One day, I'm going to print a Derek dictionary. Praise God. But he had an infirmity for 38 years. Now, the Bible says that this pool, which was called Bethesda, which means the house of mercy. And I want you to know, those by the sound of my voice, that you find yourself, whether you're seated in this room or you online with us, you find yourself in the house of mercy, which is the presence of Almighty God. Now, there are men and women in this room, just like this man at this pool, who is waiting for the troubling waters. You see, they had this idea in those days that there was an angel that would come down in this pool and that he would trouble the waters and that the first person that would get to this water would be healed. But there was something with this man who found himself laying unable to get to this water in time, year after year. The scripture says that when Jesus saw him, he was lying there and he knew he'd been there for a long time in that same condition. And he said to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And I believe tonight that Jesus is imposing that question to all of us. In the midst of all of our sickness, in the midst of our infirmity, will we be made whole? And you know what I love about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It's because he never asks us a question and leave us on our own to figure it out. You see, he only asks us to do something that he will first empower us or enable us to do. But it requires an answer. Now, the man said this. He says that he answered Jesus and said, "I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me." Now, I thought about this. I don't know what that sickness was that caused him to be unable to move or to be lying there in the first place, but when I listened to what he said, it sounds like there was a root of bitterness. Now, as you read the scriptures, you look at it and you see what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. But the first thing that came out of his mouth, he asked him, will you be whole? And the first thing that came out of this man's mouth was that I don't have somebody to help me. Now, when I read that, I felt as if the Holy Spirit was saying, Derek, oftentimes we find ourselves in these awful positions and these awful conditions, but yet we're waiting for a man. Somebody to come and make things right for us. We're waiting for somebody to come and put their hands on us and everything is gonna be okay. You know, some of us have been hurt by promises that men have made unto us. And we sat and we waited and we depended on these men, but yet they failed us. There are some of us in this room who even been hurt by the church. You know, you have oftentimes men and women who get the opportunity to cause you to look to them in opposed to looking to him who is the owner of the house of mercy. Because he is mercy. We're talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, you can give God a hand clap. In the midst of this man's condition, Jesus gave him an ear, and he listened to his complaint. And what I love about Jesus is because he already knows all things, just like he knows who's hearing the words that's coming forth from my mouth right now, because he strategically placed you in that position. He got right to the matter, and he told that dude, he said, yo, man. Get up and walk. He said, rise up and pick up your bed. And I believe that the Lord is speaking to those in this room, those that are listening to us by webcast, sitting in the midst of your sickness, being tired as all outdoors. You find yourself in this room tonight. You find yourself listening at this webcast because you want out. You are the man, you are the woman that's at that pool. And there's a measure of you that want to get in the water, but you can't do it. But I'm telling you tonight that Jesus Christ is on the scene, and he's walking right into the midst of your situation, and he's saying, rise up and walk. You know, the scripture says that immediately the man was made whole and he took up his bed and he walked. And on the same day, it was the Sabbath. This man just simply obeyed God. We heard the testimony of both Jonathans. And one of the things they talked about was their mess. They talked about their infirmity. And although these young men, they didn't have a long time to be in their infirmity, like 38 years, like this grown man, obviously. But it was a portion of time that they were crippled. They were unable to work their way into the troubled waters. They had nobody, no man that would put them in the waters. But Jesus walked up on the scene and he spoke to both of them. And he said, rise up and walk. And we see and hear the testimony. Because obviously they grabbed their bed, they stood to their feet, and they began to walk. And we see the testimony of two young, powerful men of God being greatly used by God already. But I ask the question tonight, how many men and women in this room are tired? You're tired of waiting for somebody to put their hands on you and zap you, and everything is going to be all over. It's going to be good. There's some older people in this room. You've been wanting to be used by God for a long time. That's why we're in this place tonight. We want God. But we got to get up and walk. You see, when Jesus begins to speak to us and he asks us a question like that, there is a greater measure of faith for us to believe. You see, I know Jesus would not bring us and gather us in this room tonight and pose a question like that to us and not have what you need. He is here for you tonight. You see, I know what it's like, just like this man, to be right in the midst of my infirmity. Just being, my mind being crazed. Sort of being like a maniac, wanting to do the right things, having a heart to, but not knowing how to. And always believing that God would send a man that would speak into my life and things would change. I looked to my father for that. And he didn't even know how. So he couldn't even speak that into me. But yet I found myself toe up. But there was a time in the midst of my infirmity, laying at that pool and full of despair and hurt and pain, Jesus showed up. You see, and I don't know how it all happened. All I know is when he said, get up, I got up and I began to walk one step at a time. And I'm gonna tell you, it's been a hard, long walk because I never fully understood this stuff. I never understood the love of God and the measure that he wanted me to. You know, I never thought that I was good enough. I felt like if people knew who I was, I couldn't be used by God. But yet God, in his infinite mercy, being the house of mercy, showed himself strong on my behalf. God began to come in my life and turn my world upside down. People, listen. Man, listen, man. I always wanted to be a husband and a father. Yo, I was messing that up. You know, I was just riding in the car down here earlier today with my mother, and we was talking about some things. And I remember my oldest son, he's 31 years old now. And we were talking about just some of the past. And I thought about my son, he was 7 years old. And I put his first gun in his hand. See, and some of us, we don't think that's strange because many young men and young women, they learn how to hunt in these suburban communities at a young age. But I wasn't teaching my son to hunt. I was teaching my son to kill. So there was a time when I would think about times like that. And I would cower back from the things of God because I would say, I'm not qualified. If they knew these things, you out of here. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you see, he don't care absolutely nothing about your past. See, he'll take your past. Oh, hallelujah. He'll take your past and he'll make that a doormat for your future. Hallelujah. Listen, I can sit here and cry. Man, I don't care what you think. You know why? Because I know he's pleased with me. Hallelujah. He's pleased with me. Glory to God. And so listen, I want to give you that same opportunity. Because I know some of us are sitting here and we think we jacked up. And we think we jacked up a little too much. But guess what? Enough ain't enough with Jesus. You can't jack up enough. Listen, the more jacked up you are, the more he wants to use you for his glory. Who in the world ever heard something like that? Jesus! 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 Woo! Oh, where's the band at? We're gonna celebrate in this place tonight. Listen, I want to ask everybody to stand to your feet as the band begins to come and play. Here's what I want you to do. Listen, here in this house, in the balcony, those watching via webcast, I want to give you an invitation today. It's simple. If you're tired of being at that pool, laying down, toe up, I'm going to ask that you meet us right up here in the altar. And we're going to pray because God is already asking you the question. But I already know the outcome if you will respond to him. So those in the balcony, you make your way downstairs. Those that are in this room, you make your way forward as the band begins to play. And those that are watching via webcast, you just make your way right in front of that TV. And we are going to believe God. He's going to touch you right through the TV. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Please come. Do not wait. Do not wait. Those that are here, as the music is playing and these are coming forward, I'm asking if there's any one of you that are sitting here, I want you to lean to the person next to you and just say, yo, if you go, I'm gonna go with you. Because I'm going to get mine. I'm dead serious. I'm talking the way I talk because I'm free now. I am who I am in him. I'm not who I am in me. And he means the same thing for you. Hallelujah. This is the best decision that you could possibly ever make in your life. Is to live for Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He will be the provider of absolutely everything that you need. And so he is grateful and happy and excited about the decision that you made. Now, Father, I just pray for these that are here tonight, God. God, in the midst of our hurt and pain, God, we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, who is the comforter. I pray, God, that he would comfort us right in the midst of our pain. God, and I pray that tonight, God, Lord, that you would strengthen these that are here, God. Lord, that you would give them absolutely everything that they need, that you would equip them with what they need for life and for godliness. God, now I pray that you would seal the decision that was made by the earnestness of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. Lord, would you make them mighty men and women of God, greatly used by you in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray that you would raise up, God, pastors, God, missionaries, God, teachers, evangelists. God, you do it in our midst, God. And I'm asking, God, that you would protect them and keep them, God, from everything that would oppose them. I pray that you would give them a strength. God, that you would give them courage and boldness. God, beyond their years, God, that you would make them wise, Lord. Lord, glorify your name in our midst, God. Lord, we honor you tonight, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.